We're going to get started without a quorum.
Okay.
And if you want to explain your bill, and after you're done, then once we get a quorum, we'll move your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members. House File 49 is...
Mr. Chairman, I'll move your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House File 49 makes a couple changes to the Bluffland Trail system that's currently in statute. The Bluffland Trail system, going back into the 1980s, there was a trail system called the Root River Trail System that was established. When I was first elected in the early 90s, I worked on legislation that became law to expand that a bit, and it's now known as the Bluffland Trail System, including Fillmore, parts of Fillmore, Olmsted, Winona, and Houston counties. The change in law that I'm seeking, Mr. Chairman and members, is on line 1.12. We add a little city between Mabel and Canton called Prosper, and then we go down after Ostrander and connections to the Iowa border, including a connection to Niagara Cave. Now, I didn't bring all sorts of fancy maps and things like I probably should have, but there's a privately owned cave. It's Niagara Cave that does quite a business down there. I don't know if you've ever been to it, any of you, but you should come down sometime and we'll go through it. It's pretty cool. And so what we're trying to do here, Prosper is just basically right on the Iowa border. And what we want to do is we want to get Niagara Cave included in there, and we want to be able to get down to the Iowa border just south of Harmony, a little bit south and a little bit west of Harmony, Minnesota. The Iowa Trail system is coming up from Cresco, Iowa, up, and we want to connect with Iowa at that point and then possibly over by Prosper, which would become, I would be coming up north, most likely out of Decorah, Iowa. So that would hook Minnesota and Iowa trails together. And Mr. Chairman, members, we need this language to do that. I can't believe I'm not asking for money, but I guess that's the way it goes.
Well, Representative David, I will move your bill, House File 49, and we are going to refer it to the Environment Finance Committee. They want to take a look at it because it may have some fiscal implications for whatever reason, so they're going to take a look at it if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay. Any further discussion, members? Anyone in the audience that would like to speak for or against the bill? Seeing none, the chair will... I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to call the meeting to order now that we have a quorum. Meeting will come to order. The Environment Mining and Outdoor Recreation Committee will come to order. And Representative Dill will move the minutes. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. Minutes are adopted. Now, on the bill, House File 49, we're going to re-refer it to the Environment Finance Committee. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. Bill's passed to the Environment Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Good bill. Okay, next on the agenda. Oh, yeah, we'll take that up next. Members, Representative Kelly is not going to be able to make it today. I'm going to postpone House File 1742 because he will not be able here to testify on that bill. So we'll hold that over, and he told me that we can probably do that bill next year. So there's no rush on that. And House File 1741 is a bill that's going to have connected with some bonding. So I'm going to move that bill to the Environment Finance Committee if it's okay with members. I will just take action on that and get that in that committee. Any objection? Okay, so the chair will move House File 1741 to be re-referred to the Environment Finance Committee. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. House File 1741 is now in the Environment Finance Committee, and we'll just hold over House File 1742 for next year. With that, we'll move on to Representative Anzell, House File 650. Representative Anzell moves House File 650, and where's that one going? We'll be moving that bill to the Tax Committee.
Correct.
Very good. Representative Anzell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Current law in the taconite distribution formula allows 4 cents per ton to be distributed to cities and to townships that lie within 3 miles from an active taconite mine pit. You have an amendment, I think, Mr. Chair, which...
The amendment will get the bill in the shape that you'd like to discuss it.
Please.
Representative Anzell moves the A2 amendment to get it in the shape you'd like. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Please proceed.
The amendment that is now part of the bill will add 6 unorganized territories in St. Louis County that are within 3 miles of a active taconite mine pit to be able to receive the 4 cents per ton from the production tax. The second thing this bill does is it adds a new section into existing law which adds the same 4 cents per ton to cities and townships that are within 3 miles of a scram mining plant. Now, scram mining is, in its simplest way, is magnetation. And magnetation has recently constructed and will be producing concentrate from their plant 4 north of Coleraine in Arbo Township. And this language will provide 4 cents per ton to both the city of Grand Rapids and to the township of Arbo from the scram mining facility. And just as an aside, in the old days when the mining company, the big mining company, would leave a property, they would cherry pick, they would take the easy ore and then they'd go on to another facility. And in other words, they would scram, you know, as in leave. And what would follow would be a much smaller mining company which would come in and clean up the rest of the ore. And that's what gave this permit, which is a scram mining permit, its name. I just thought you should know that. That's the bill.
Very good. Representative Solberg, would you like to add anything?
You know, I don't have anything to say. You said it all, and it was perfect.
Very good. Any further questions, members? Anyone in the audience that would like to speak for or against the bill? Okay, Representative Anzell renews his motion that House File 650, as amended, be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails.
Thank you very much, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Okay, members, Representative Dill has a couple of bills in the committee that I would like to put on the general register. I talked to him about that earlier. Representative Dill, you'd like to move House File 238 to be placed on the general register?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would. And the two bills that he's referring to are the 84-year-old deer hunter receiving an antlerless deer permit, and the other one is, and I don't remember which number is which at the moment, but the other one is the Veterans Home bill that we discussed yesterday very briefly that we've heard in full here in the committee, that they would get any resident of a veterans home would receive an antlerless deer permit automatically. In both bills, they have to buy the license. There's no free lunch here.
Doesn't cost any money.
Doesn't cost us any. It actually brings in money because if they hunt, they got to pay.
Yep. So Representative Dill will move House File 238 to start with, and we'll put that on the general register. Any further discussion? All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. House File 238 is now on the general register. Same motion, Representative Dill moves House File 961 to be placed on the general register. Any further discussion? Anyone in the audience like to speak for or against it? Representative Dill moves House File 961 to be placed on the general register. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. 961 is on the general register. Next, members, I have House File 1682. We've heard this issue in this committee before. This is a clone of the Drazkowski bill. It's aquatic invasive species. It's a repeal of the law that we have on the books now. The DNR is working with Representative Uglum and Representative McNamara to come up with some alternative language. But I'd like to move this bill, the full repeal, to the Ways and Means Committee. Any further discussion to that? Anyone in the audience like to speak for or against it? I will renew my motion that House File 1682 be sent to Ways and Means Committee. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The House File 1682 is in Ways and Means. Now, members, this concludes our bulk of our work for this year. We will be back next year, of course, but we will have an informational hearing that we're going to schedule, hopefully next week. So stay tuned to your email. We don't have it all worked out yet, but this has to do with a bill that Representative Dill is carrying, and we're going to bring in the University of Minnesota and some folks to talk about his bill next week. The bill is currently in Representative Nornes's committee. We're not making a motion to bring it here. We're just going to have an informational hearing here, hear the bill, and hopefully Representative Nornes can take care of it in his committee. Any comments, Representative?
No, I was just working with Representative Anzell to make sure he understood totally what the bill did, because as you know, we don't know everything about every bill.
Right. Yep, so, I understand.
No, this is about, you know, we're not, right now in mining, we're not at the finish line. The future is the finish line in mining, and whether it has to do with outdoor impacts, with environmental impacts, or how we do production and those types of things. You know, electric arc furnaces, things like that, and that's what we'll be dealing with, what you would perceive to be the next generation of mining, just like in the 50s, they were looking at how the university looked at in the 50s, how did they go from raw ore, which was just dug out of the ground and made into steel, essentially, to taconite, which is a whole different production. And the university is the one that got that technology. And so that's what this bill does, is look at the future.
That's exactly right. And if it wouldn't have been for that research that the University of Minnesota was doing, we wouldn't have a taconite industry today. Right.
We'd be done.
And this bill talks about the future of iron ore mining in the state of Minnesota, mining in general.
Thank you.
So with that, members, seeing no further business, we are adjourned.
Thank you.